Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now you kiss and Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's time to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good. I'm gonna read it.
Yeah, read it.
Dear Chase... Oh, there's stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome to the second hour of the Hot Corner. You're missing the first hour. You can download that, The Fan Podcast, at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. Want to give a quick shout out. I got to see our good friend Voldemort the other day as him and his beautiful bride had a fun ceremony that we were there, and he sends all his love to all of you. We hate him, but he loves you.
So
keep that in mind. Wow.
Isn't that Voldemort?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Come on.
I wasn't sure where you were going.
You saw my face. You're like, what the hell is wrong
with
you?
Yeah, I was really concerned.
Are you okay?
So a shout out from Voldemort. I believe he's at the Yankee game tonight and tomorrow. I believe tomorrow he gets to meet Aaron Judge and Juan Soto.
You're kidding.
That's awesome. I am not. That is what the Gare Bear Gary Lynch told me.
Slipping people some 20s over there?
Slipping some 20s, some C notes maybe. They are former season ticket holders. So kudos to Voldemort. Get up there and the good old Mike Lynch, which wishes all of you a good time. Now, before we get into a little bit of baseball, speaking of Mike's Yankees, I'm going to completely derail this and go my way. How about them Cougs? Can I get a quick shout out?
Dear Lord.
Go Cougs. Am I right?
Yes, you're right.
Jed Fish, you suck.
Yeah, he actually does suck.
Eric Dickard, let's go. John Mateer, Heisman, let's rumble.
All right, calm down. But I will say, John Mateer, it's ugly, but I love the way he throws a football.
Right? It's so fun.
It's such a gunslinger, just like, gah,
and
take
he's
that.
He's big. Like, he's a big guy.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. When you get a weekend with a Ducks win over the Beavers and a Cougs win over the Huskies, that's a good weekend.
I had to work, so I've got the game on, but I got Oregon State Oregon on every TV. I got Wazoo. I got the Apple Cup on this small TV in the corner, of course, because it's on Peacock. So I got to stream it in this tiny TV in the bar. And I got a bunch of regulars that are like, it's getting close to the end, and they're like, you going to Coug this? And I was like, you shut your damn mouth. And then Mateer threw that pick, and I was like, oh, my God, I've seen this movie 1,000 times.
Yeah, I mean...
1,000 times.
To your dismay, Washington State definitely did everything they could to give that game up.
They did try.
they definitely tried.
But then the Huskies said, hey, hold my beer.
We got a better idea. Let's run a speed option to the short side of the field. I was talking to my buddy.
I feel like, Joe, you and I could have mushed that together.
Dude, I was saying to my buddy earlier that I was like, you know when you play like Madden and you're doing some like audibles options?
Sure.
and you're on one of the hash marks.
Pretend I know. I've never played, but
you're on one of the hash marks, and you accidentally hit the wrong audible, and you realize you are now running towards
an
the short side.
Sweep to the short
side. You're just like, oh, damn it. No. You're like, well, that's a wasted play.
Before you've even hiked the ball, you're like, damn it.
You're like, no, S. Like, yeah, that is, you know that feeling well, just as a non-coach. Like,
yeah.
Just plain video game football. Like, don't do that. Don't run an option. Don't run a pitch play, anything like that, to the short side of the field. And that's what they came up with. But hey, they won on a reverse last year on fourth down. So this could have worked, according to Jed Fish.
I feel like we should be 2-0 in the last 2 years.
You just got to execute. You just got to execute better, okay?
Focus. You know, we got to win it.
Yeah, if the play would have been executed, it would have been successful. So, I don't know how you argue with that.
If I had wheels, I'd be a bike.
I will. Well done. Oh, well done.
Do you think that call single-handedly takes him out of consideration for, like, all the big jobs that he would have jumped from Washington to?
I mean, no.
No, because he's going to have to. even if Washington.
It's a dumb call, but.
Yeah, even if Washington snuck out 8 wins this year, Jed Fish is going to be there for at least 2-3 years before he could potentially get a better gig.
And again, it's not his fault. They just didn't execute.
And the O coordinator called the play.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Kim Un.
Pete Carroll's son called that play.
I mean, Kim Un.
Kim Un. Like, what are we even talking about? Two things I will say real quick.
Well, good for you. Whatever.
Two things I'll say real quick, and then we'll get out of here. I think the Huskies were not focused, since hence all the disciplinary issues with the penalties and false starts that I saw, mostly because they were looking ahead. They overlooked us. They got a big road game next week. Big road game in Jersey against Rutgers.
Oh, boy.
I think they were overlooking Wazoo because they were worried about the travel and the hype. Like, game day might go to UW Rutgers.
No, it won't.
Of course it won't. They're losers, and they'll always be losers, and that's why they're the Huskies. And number two, I was listening to Primetime earlier today, and Jason really touched on it. Like, talking about, like, Beaver fans that don't want the Civil War. They're like, screw those guys, I don't want to play. Plus, we just get blown out anyway. Look, my Cougs get blown out all the time by the Huskies, all right? And I'll tell you what, I want to play them every single year. Because you know why? I don't care if this is a second win in 10 years. Damn, it feels good to be a Coug.
I will say.
I'll take it.
I feel like.
2-8, I'll take it.
Yeah, I feel like the mentality of the Cougs in that rivalry, the fan base, much different than the Beavers. And quite frankly, Beaver fans kind of being little bitches about the situation.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And they're my brethren.
We want to play again.
They're my people. Like, I'm with them. Like, Beav Nation out there, I'm with you. Wazoo's got your back.
Couldn't even fill your own damn stadium after all the S-talking this last
week. I'm thinking
week.
About going down to Corvallis for the game. All right? Like, Beavs, I got your back. And I can't wait to high-five and shake hands and give hugs to a bunch of Beav fans and say, we're going to rebuild this and we're going to figure this out.
As you beat them.
But I will back Joe on this. I think they're being a bunch of bitches. I want to play UW every single year. I don't care if we lose for a decade. If we win the next game, I'm in. I hate those losers.
Well, and also, there was definitely a lot going out from the Beaver fan base on the social medias over the last few days leading up to the game. And it's funny how quickly that tune changes.
No, they literally couldn't even. The upper deck was still open, like very, very open at Reser Stadium.
Where they play the game, Oakland?
Come on. And then everybody's silent on social media afterwards.
Yep.
It's almost as bad as that Florida State fan that said that he would eat dog ass and then just deleted his social media account.
I never thought I would say this, but shout out Brandon Sprague for being a rational Oregon State Beaver fan.
It's true.
Alumni, I should say. No fans in the house. Alumni only.
But he's just a hater.
Come
on, guys.
He's a bino. Beaver in disguise or whatever the hell it is.
Beaver in disguise.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Beaver in name only. That's what it is.
All right. Enough about that. Let's get back to some baseball. I'm going to save this. I've been saving this for weeks, And I'm going to save it for another week. So we'll get back to that next week. When we come back, rivals that we love to see fight each other because nobody likes either of you. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Schultzy on the ones and twos. 1080 The Fan.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Like to dedicate this song to Sean Puffy Combs, wherever he might be. Oh, I know where he is, in jail with no bail.
Yeah, he's going to be there for a long time. Yeah,
goodbye, amigo.
Possibly.
Goodbye.
What happened to him?
Do you know that he's on Epstein watch right now?
Yes, I did hear that.
Sean Combs.
Sean Combs.
P. Diddy.
Do you know what happened to him? Are you being serious? Or are you joking around?
What happened? He's been thrown
Joe's messing.
You've got to be.
You're holding it. Good poker face, but
yeah,
I can
that is
see
a good poker face.
You. I've been with you for a while.
Diddy.
Diddy.
Diddy want to do that.
Diddy is a diddler.
Yes, he did. At least allegedly, according to the many recordings that have been circulating the internet.
You guys are funny. Yeah, you almost got me.
Almost got you, huh?
Yeah, you guys are funny.
Yeah.
So I think it's fun that now every time I hear Tupac, I'm like, man, I like that guy. And also, sucks to be Diddy.
Well, it does, but it's his own damn fault.
Yeah. No bail. That's got to be tough, man. It's got to be tough.
I think he's going to like it in jail.
What do you think's worse, no bail or the back door entrance?
Do they have baby oil in jail?
Because he's going to get the back door entrance.
I think he's totally fine with that, according to these alleged recordings and reports by other people that have been associated with him, allegedly, of course.
See, I couldn't read that much. I'm proud of you, Schultzy. That's hard-hitting producing right there.
The CD stuff is kind of where I lean,
can't do the CD.
Yeah, I opened that up immediately. I'm like, I need to see this.
Yeah, I can't do the CD. Like, when Trump talks about the little girls that have been with him, I'm like, oh, I can't do that.
Oh, well, I turned that right off. Yeah, that's like, I can't, no.
The Yankees and Red Sox had a series over the weekend, and let me tell you, one of these teams has something to play for, the other team sucks. But it was really, there was some interesting stuff that I thought was going down, and from like a mental kind of situation. Gerrit Cole, who I was relying on heavily in my fantasy baseball playoffs, did not have a good outing. He intentionally walked Rafael Devers to load the bases and then instantly paid for it. And then Devers came up back around again and made him pay for it again. I thought that was the most weird thing I'd ever seen in my entire life. And the counter from the Red Sox was to throw at Aaron Judge. Quote from Alex Cora, "It was closed yesterday around the sixth inning. We had our chance. It didn't happen." Basically talking about how his pitcher threw behind Judge,
bro,
while trying to hit him.
You can't say that.
You can't say that, man.
Y'all don't say that.
I mean, I wish that I'd go beyond that and wish that they just wouldn't throw at each other. I do feel like that is a form of assault. It is the way traditionally that the game of baseball has. Seriously.
Is this hockey bro over here?
That's
weapon. Assault.
It is.
Nah,
sorry.
We ain't taking that.
We ain't taking that, but that's how the game of baseball has policed itself for at least 100 years. So it's not going away.
I would die if a player ever tried to press charges on a pitcher for a
throwing, hitting him.
Yeah, for hitting
a baseball.
Him.
Well, but no, guys, hear me out here. Like Jose Offerman, very, very
cue bad taken 3-2.
No, very well known MLB player. I think it was in the Mexican League, hit an umpire with a bat, right? Took a bat during a fight and swung either an opposing player or an umpire. So I don't understand why that, there were charges filed against him, is assault, but throwing a baseball at a player in the game is not. Like,
Didn't Happy Gilmore once take his skate off and cut a man in the neck?
First person to ever do that. He has a record. Dude, I remember in high school, our coaches would throw baseballs at us. To like
toughen you up,
to teach us how to take a hit by pitch, like lean into it.
It's one of my favorite scenes from Major League Two. Roger Dorn is the owner, and he decides to suit up for a game, and he has to go in and take a pitch. And he Corbin Burnson turns and takes a pitch, and he goes, "Oh God!"
Yeah, it was not a fun drill.
I mean, taking a pitch is not cool at all. It's not cool.
It hurts.
Like that hurts. No. That hurts a lot.
And there's a difference between
Someone got hit the other day that was ready to fight.
And Victor Robles actually got hit today and then went and hugged the pitcher. I think that's the first time I've ever seen a pitcher run or a catcher or a player run out, charge the mound just to hug a pitcher.
Did he hug Luis Gil? Because
he did.
He was like, wow, this is the worst pitch I've ever seen you throw. Other than that, I strike out 3 times a game.
Well, he got hit on the hand and was like shaking his hand and actually got taken out of the game, but was totally fine. Hugged Luis Gil. So. Mm.
Did you see that Padres?
Wait, does that mean Luis Gil is pitching well? I got him on a
first. Oh, they're down 7-1 right now. Yes, he's pitching fantastically.
I'm trying to remember who it was for the Padres the other day that he was on second. And, I'm trying to remember the player that got hit. And
I'm thinking of the Castellanos thing when Bryce was on second. And Castellanos got hit and Bryce ran. He was like, he had one thing to say.
Nah, we ain't taking that.
Oh, yeah, because the guy had been getting lit up all day.
Yeah.
The young pitcher who had a 0.7 USATA, I think.
Yeah, for the Rays.
Yeah, 0.7 ERA, basically, perfect year, got blown up, so he threw at Castellanos, and Bryce is like, hey, we don't do that, S, because you
don't. I
don't
know if I'll be putting on this headset again.
Why is it always Castellanos?
Not surprised. Not surprised. Castellanos
is
kind of a red ass.
Castellanos?
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
The other day, though, it's escaping me what player it was, but someone tried to pick off on the Padres and threw it back to second, and it just hit the dude in the middle of the back for the Padres. Demon just like, ah!
The guy's like, ah!
Dude, it was hilarious. Bitch move by Cora.
Total.
Yeah.
Total.
And
I don't understand how.
Also, kind of bitch move by the Yankees and Gerrit Cole. And
I agree. I actually think. Like I said, secretly, the bigger bitch move is Cole not throwing to Devers.
Oh, 100%.
That's the bigger bitch move.
I agree
with you on that. Now, Cora is a little bitch. Like, man, why are you being a little bitch? You know, that's like a basketball. You know, you guys rip on me 13 or 14 more times and I'm out of here. Like, that's the Alex Cora. But Cole, like, bro, you're Gerrit Cole. You make $33 million a year. You pitch for the Yankees. You have Cy Youngs and World Series. Why aren't you throwing to Devers?
Because Devers has like a 2.4 OPS against him or something ridiculous.
He owns him.
That's
made up. Dude, I swear to God, earlier this year.
You can't have a 2.4. I think you can have over two.
I swear to God.
OPS is slugging and on base. It's 100 and 100.
He had something ridiculous.
No, it's Herculean. It's like Edgar versus Mariano career numbers.
It's like fake numbers. That's how bad it is.
No, remember when Devers, earlier in the year when they were playing, and he had like an insane series against them?
I do not remember the Red Sox having a good game in the middle of May.
Joe, you were close. It's a 1.4 OPS.
There you go.
I mean, that's still amazing.
Basically 2.4.
That's still amazing.
But that is like earlier in the year when they played, and Devers had an insane series against them, hit a home run off Cole. It was like his OPS at that point was like 2.1.
Cole is just one of those starting pitchers that is, I mean, they're all competitors, obviously, but there's some guys that are like insane competitors, all right? Cole is one of them. He's a Scherzer, you know? He's a Verlander. He's a Nolan Ryan. He's a guy, you know? He doesn't go out there and pitch methodically like Maddox does, you know? Pedro was cool and calm, and he just had gas. That's how he could beat you. He beat you in a calm way. But Jonathan Papelbon, Max Scherzer, and Gerrit Cole, they throw because they hate you. And for him to say, I'm not going to throw against Devers, I did not have that on my bingo card at all.
Yeah, I mean,
it goes to say, where's his confidence right now? Like, is he not trust his stuff right now?
I would say
it's a bad time not to trust your stuff.
I think it's just a Devers thing. Like, Devers owns him. And I think that hitting him and then just saying, like, intentional walk, I'm not even going to pitch to you, is that dude is in his head at this point.
I mean, is it more a Gerrit Cole thing, or is it like a Yankees thing where Aaron Boone's telling him, or the catcher's telling him, hey, let's just skip this one? Because they've got all their splits beforehand. They know that Devers is going to own him. So in that situation, you got 15 games or less left to go. You're fighting for the AL East title. It better safe than sorry, I guess, in that situation. I don't know.
Yeah, I just think that Cole knows that Devers has his number. This was back in July when Devers had an insane series against the Yankees and also hit around Cole as well. So I think that this is all just a culmination of, this is a dude I cannot pitch around. So I'm going to make sure I just don't even give him a chance.
But then he got lit by the next guy.
Well, that's what you get. That's what you get for that one.
Talk S, get
lit.
Yeah. I really wish we could say the S word on the air.
Oh, me too, man. There's
it's
a
ridiculous
lot of...
that we just said bitch like 30 times, but I can't say the S word.
You had about 80% of them, but...
Well, but I mean, I still got away with it.
Yeah, well, until that phone rings.
You know, like I can say that guy's an ass as long as I just don't make it a human body part. But
hey, take it up with George Carlin, okay?
Hero. Absolute legend.
Indeed. No, trust me, there's a lot of words I wish I could say on air, but I got to have constraint.
All right. When we come back, we'll get into everybody's favorite, fair or foul. I'm excited for this week, but before we do that, we'll toss it over, excuse me, to that wonderful human being over there, Schulze.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, it's everybody's favorite, fair or foul, as we sit here. Shout out to Manny Machado. Just hit a two-run bomb to tie the game against the Astros. And this is actually a fascinating series that I would love to watch. Also, Giancarlo Lynch up in Seattle caught Jason Dominguez's first home run shot to center field.
Wait, Lynch caught what?
No, he didn't catch
he
it.
Like
he
saw
caught it.
It
with his eyeball.
I was just like, that's freaking awesome.
No, trust me, my first thought was the same thing, Schulze. I was like, holy crap.
What if he caught the ball with his eyeballs? Like, Mike's just sitting there, he can't move, and he's like, oh my God, this is coming straight from my eye.
Cyclops
boom.
Glove.
Amazing.
Love it.
All right, this is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Without further ado, we'll turn it over to you, my friend, in the white and teal hat, Schulze.
Appreciate you. Oh, Jason Dominguez is going to be good. Kind of sad I sold all of his rookie and first Bowman cards.
I hope he's not good.
Ah, look at the kid. Did you see him
more of
a bat?
Kyle Manzardo kind of guy.
Dude, I love Manzardo, but did you see the age of 16, 17-year-old Jason Dominguez swinging a bat? It's just like... hammer hitting the ball. It's what? Crazy.
It's not Bryce Harper.
Raw power. I'm not saying it is. Totally different. You racist. He's not white. That's why I don't like
white,
it, Patrick.
White, white. I don't like white.
All
wish
right.
I had that drop. I could go find it, but I don't
it's
have
okay.
it.
It's okay. All right, guys. Trying to stump you here, and then we'll get into some more feelings about some of these baseball stories coming
up
lately.
I have feelings. I eat them.
That ditto. Fair, and I drink them with my beautiful, lovely Dutch brothers. Fair or foul, guys. Victor Robles, who has been absolutely batting out of his booty for the Seattle Mariners, He has been stealing bases. He's been bunting his way on. I mean, it's just been amazing to see such a turnaround for somebody literally jettisoned off a roster earlier this season, now signing a, what, two-year, $9 million extension and just continuing to bat well. So fair or foul, guys, Victor Robles has the highest batting average in MLB since August 17th. Fair or foul, Victor Robles has the highest batting average in all of Major League Baseball since August 17th.
That's one month, Patrick.
That's one month. You know, it's interesting. I think what's really fun about players like Victor Robles, and you're talking about bunting and stealing and defensively and all this stuff, I mean this in the most positive way, but it's kind of like a caged animal in the sense that, like, the Nationals, who loved you, absolutely loved you, you came up as a huge prospect, helped them win a World Series, had to eventually say, I'm sorry, my friend, it is time for you to leave. That you get a little scared and you get a little bit of like, holy S, what am I going to do to keep my life alive? So now he's doing everything in his power to be a viable major league player. How long will he hold on to that? Nobody knows. We'll see. However, I do not think this is fair. As much as I've been excited to see what Robles has brought to this offense, I can't imagine that the best batter since August 17th is a Seattle Mariner. Although Edgar's done a better job. 30 points raised, I believe.
Yeah, I'm going to have to side with Patrick on this to think that any Mariner, I mean, and if it would be a one Mariner, it would be Victor Robles, but to lead the league in batting average over the last month.
I got a guy named Bobby Witt who's batting like 340, and you don't like have a bad month and still bat 340.
Not buying it, Bob. Foul.
Sorry, guys, you are both wrong.
No!
Victor Robles by a lot, by like an F-ton. Has the best batting average in all of MLB in the last month. 443. Victor Robles has literally been like Herculean. He is leading all batters. 379 is the next closest, and that would be Luis Arraez for the San Diego Padres.
Who struck out for the first time in 141 at-bats.
I saw that
the other day.
It's crazy. His WAR, though, not great this season. His overall production is down. He's just kind of...
What did I do wrong?
Kind of become a little bit of a singles hitter this year, as opposed to like... you see, last couple of seasons, he's had like a 3-4-5 WAR. This year, it's like a 1-point whatever. Anyways, yeah, Victor Robles... hitting the ball out of the infield by a lot anyways. All right. It's like not out of the park, but he's getting base hits. All right, fair foul number two. We'll do a former Mariner this time, but current Arizona Diamondback, Eugenio Suarez. He has been very, very good in the last 2.5 months of the season.
Well, of course he walked off yesterday, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, he did. A resurgence for sure. Was batting under the Mendoza line for, I think, the first month, month and a half. So, guys, fair or foul, Eugenio Suarez leads all of MLB in RBIs the last 30 days.
This one, because I was bamboozled and tricked the last time. Also, I want to know where you're getting that stat, Jordan, that Victor Robles stat.
I got it from Mariners PR.
We got a fact check over here.
Absolutely. No, Twitter, Mariners
Nobody's
PR.
Been hitting better
highest
than Victor
batting
Robles,
average in, in Major League.
Greatest hitter I've ever seen.
Thanks, Don.
My impression is really bad. I'm sorry.
I liked it.
The hands work, though.
No, the only caveat was minimum 50 at-bats. Highest average in MLB since August 2017. Victor Robles is at the top of that. Lawrence Butler, the fifth, with 356. Yandy Diaz at 361. So it's got a full list of guys.
There it is.
Yeah.
All right.
Suck it, Joe.
Believe me now.
Okay. I'm going to go on the other side of this. Oh, yeah. See, it's that 50 at-bat minimum thing. That technically not a qualified player, but I digress. I'm going to say fair that this one is true, that Eugenio is having an insane stretch and leads the MLB in RBIs over the last 30 days, you said?
Yes, sir. The last 30 days.
Yeah, I'm going fair on this one. I'm feeling it.
I will also stick with Joe for fair, but for different reasons, that the Diamondbacks just score runs.
Yes.
As I said earlier in this, like, they have such a monstrous lead in most runs scored that someone's got to be doing it. I know Corbin Carroll's been hitting a lot better. Ketel Marte seems to be healthy. He went deep last night. I'm perfectly fine with it being What's I feel so stupid. What's the name of the, not the Riz or the Sims guy, but the other dude on Mariners broadcast?
Aaron Goldsmith.
Aaron Goldsmith, thank you. Yeah. As he said once, as I was driving home from Seattle and Suarez hit a home run, hey, yo, Hideo! I'll say fair on this.
No, unfortunately, it is foul. Was trying to stump you guys there. It's close, though. He is second to the leader of Manny Machado, who actually increased his lead with two RBIs today with that two-run jack to tie it against Houston. He actually, Manny Machado, leads all MLB in RBIs the last 30 days with 29. Eugenio second with 26. Brent Rooker actually tied with Eugenio Suarez for second place as well with 26.
Former Dodger Manny Machado.
Yeah, Manny's killing it. Probably going to be the Padres' like leader in everything by the time he's all done. Whatever. Sorry, Joe. What'd you get for him in that trade?
I don't even know at this point.
I'm genuinely asking. I'm not trying to like twist the knife.
The dude that we got that was supposed to be good wasn't, and I forgot his name already. He sucks.
I didn't think it triggered you that bad.
One of the more frustrating moves that the Orioles have made over the last few
former
years.
Former Dodgers shortstop, Manny Machado.
Oh, my God. Actually, that is true. Yes, he makes it even worse for the Dodgers.
Actually, hey, if you were a Nationals fan, I would say former Dodgers shortstop Trey Turner.
Ooh.
I would do the same to troll.
I will recant my statement. We did get Dean Kremer out of the deal.
Hey, not bad. Okay. Little pickup.
But the star of that trade, Yusniel Diaz.
Who?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that was supposed to be the top trade part.
At least Alex Verdugo is still playing.
God, that ugly MF-er.
Yeah, the Yankees should let him grow the beard back.
No kidding. All right, guys. Fair foul number three. Shohei Ohtani hit his 48th home run of the season today. He is so close to getting that 50-50 mark.
Let's go!
Will become the first player ever to hit the 50 home run, 50 stolen base mark in a single season.
I feel like a guy with a stick that's like, come on, do something.
Do it! I'll be there next Thursday. I'm hoping that he waits until then.
I hope you get it.
Thanks, bro. Hopefully I can see that. But guys, fair or foul, we will see another 50-50 season in the next 3 years. Fair or foul? I mean, there's so many names out there. Acuna is a possibility. Julio Rodriguez, Bobby Witt Jr. You're thinking of like young guys that have come up and kind of changed the way the game is
Jackson
played.
Jackson Merrill.
Exactly. Jackson Merrill.
Churio.
Jackson Holiday. Yeah, all the Jacksons. I do believe that we're going to see one, but in the next 3 seasons, guys, fair or foul?
I will go first, and I will say fair because it will happen next year. By Shohei Ohtani.
Again.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, yeah, we very well could see it again in the next 3 years by the same dude.
Maybe three times.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, yeah.
The only dude I would say is maybe Acuna if he has working knees, but that's to be TBD right
if,
now.
If Shohei did that while he was pitching, oh my God.
I would also say if he becomes a little bit more disciplined of a hitter, possibly Eli De La Cruz, but...
I thought you were going to say possibly Shohei Ohtani. I mean, his batting average could be better. He
There's
could
this
be a
pitcher
little more
for the Dodgers. I don't know if you've heard of him.
Walker Buehler Ohtani.
So I would say maybe. But again, he's got to be a little bit more disciplined at the dish.
Keep ragging on Shohei? He's a solid hitter.
Oh, my God. No. Eli De La Cruz, damn it. So I would say, yeah, Acuna, obviously. I like maybe the chances of De La Cruz, but outside of, I mean, I'm really trying to think of genuine bag snatchers.
Yeah, I like the idea of Acuna. It's all about the power, though. I mean, we've seen with the new size of bases and managers being aggressive, like, Acuna had 70-plus stolen bases last year. Ellie's got 50 right now.
I mean, Raleigh even has 6.
Yeah, it's a lot more possible now, but... Hitting 50 home runs is a lot. We got one guy in the league right now. One guy. And it's Aaron Judge, who is a monster. And the other dude might be Shohei. So to ask for more, I think is a really tall order.
All right, guys. Final fair or foul of the evening. It involves the Minnesota Twins. Still holding on to that AL wildcard lead. They did win tonight. beating the Guardians 4-1. They lead the Tigers by a game and a just a game, and the Mariners at this point by 2 games, but it is going to be 3 here after this loss to the Yankees. 7-1 right now for the Mariners, top 6, and the paces are jacked.
We ain't taking that.
The Mariners are taking that. It sucks. Goodbye. That's all, folks. Anyways, the Minnesota Twins have not been playing well as of late. In their last 21 games, that was only their 8th win. 7-13 coming into tonight's matchup with the Guardians. Fair or foul, y'all, the Twins gonna screw it all up and play themselves out of a wild card spot.
Yes, I say fair, because my Tigers are lurking in the bushes, and they're lurking in the city somewhere in maybe Bangladesh or India, and ready to pounce on the Twins.
There are tigers in Africa too.
Well, tigers are more prominent.
That's just joking. Those are lions.
Wait, are tigers in Africa?
No.
There's no tigers in Africa, not one.
No.
All in Asia.
Yes.
I'm looking this up. But anyways, I say the tiger sneak up and do it. I'd love to see it.
While Joe looks up whether I'm right or wrong, I actually don't know if I'm right or wrong. I just pretended to be confident. I will say...
Yeah, that's a big no.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I told you, quit being an idiot. Everybody knows that, Joe. You know what's fascinating is right now there's 2 teams in Major League Baseball that are basically playing themselves out of the playoffs. Who is more terrifying as a fan? Who is more terrified as a fan base right now? The Minnesota Twins or the Atlanta Braves? You know what I mean? Like, the Braves are 2 games out of the wild card right now.
I feel like the Braves should have seen this coming, though.
I agree. So I feel like as a rational Brave fan, I'd kind of be like, look, man, Albies has been out for a while. Olsen's had a terrible year. No Strider. Obviously, it sucks that Chris Sale could win a Cy Young and we're not capitalizing on it. But, like, the Twins... And as a longtime American League Central watcher, this is what they do. This is what they've always done and always will do. Like, Paul Molitor and Rod Carew and Jack Morris ain't walking through that door. And Kirby Puckett, like, there's something about this team. Like, Lopez is a great starter, but can't get it done when it needs to. Their closer, their setup. Like, their bullpen is so good, and then they get into a high-leverage situation and blow it. I really want the Tigers to make the playoffs. I really do. I will say foul. I think the Twins will get in, and then they're going to play the Yankees and get smoked like they always do.
That tracks. That all tracks. But I definitely
want... I mean, they won't because they'll have to play, like, probably the Royals. No, they'll have to play the
maybe
Orioles.
Well, the Orioles would be one of the wild card teams.
Because the Orioles would be one, and the Orioles as the one wild card would play the 3, which would be the Twins, and the Royals would play the worst division leader, correct? Is that not how the wild card works?
The worst division leader would come out of the Central.
No,
I'm sorry, the Astros would be the 3 seed.
So the Astros would play the Royals. Tigers.
Who's on first?
What? It's on second. Let's get out of here.
Yeah, that's all I got for you.
I say foul. I think they'll make it. That is fair or foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. One day I'll get over it. I don't know. When we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot Corner today and the Fan. All right, Star Child.
What a remix. Was that Papa Roach I heard at the beginning?
I was trying to scramble for you, and Last Resort by Papa Roach here in case I need to just like
jump. Appreciate that. A last resort, if you will.
If you will.
That's good.
We'll be back next week with a plethora of things to get into. I have now spent 4 weeks teasing who could win the National League MVP, not named Shohei Ohtani. Spoiler alert. It is Shota Imanaga. That's Imanaga. That's why I did it, because the SH, you know, just trying to keep you on your toes.
You got me.
Ooh, that joke did not land.
You got me.
That joke did not land. Just like that Pujols bomb off Brad Lidge in the 2005 NLCS. Nobody? Ouch.
I mean, I remember, but...
I know, they didn't even go to the World Series. But Brad Lidge died that day. Came back 4 years later.
Are you okay?
Won a World Series with Philly.
Is everything all right over there?
Yeah, man. Dude, I'm feeling great, dude. You guys like toast? It smells like toast in here. I love toast. I'm so hungry right now.
Man, I dropped that joke the other day and no one picked up on it.
Really?
Yeah. I was having one of those moments, too, where like, you're all right? Like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, I don't know. I smell burnt toast, though. And no one laughed. And I'm just like, come on.
And no one laughed. No one laughed, but more importantly, nobody was concerned.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like, if you drop that joke and a bunch of people get really concerned, you're kind of like, oh, thanks, guys.
Are you?
I was just joking. My bad. But thanks for being on top of that. But if they don't do either, yeah, that's bad comedy.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, wow, I'm glad to know what you really think of me.
I had a wonderful afternoon today because of... We're back, baby. Liverpool 3-1 over AC Milan, but guess who scored for AC Milan today?
That one guy.
Captain America.
Oh, Pulisic?
Chris Evans scored in the third minute.
Didn't. What? Wow, multi-talented.
Yeah.
Actor. Great. And apparently
right winger for AC Milan.
International soccer player. Yeah. Didn't know he was climbing up the ranks. Speaking of not another teen movie.
Oh, nobody remembers he's in that flick.
And no, I don't think
he's
a lot of people.
He's got black hair.
He's got a banana somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not a sundae. It's a banana split.
Nobody realizes that Chris Evans is in that movie.
What's the word for was it his calling card? Is that what it is?
Oh, I don't remember. I haven't seen that movie in so long.
No. I mean, like, what's the word for, like, that was his first big movie, his first
break? Oh, like his break?
I guess. I don't know. I thought it was maybe, like, calling card, or maybe that's, like, that's his, you know.
No, calling card is, like, what you do well repeatedly.
Like your coming out party? Like when CJ... Oh,
coming out party? Yeah,
CJ McCollum exploded in his first round of the playoffs, and everybody knew he was going to score 20 a game, yeah.
And then he disappeared.
He just kept scoring points, but didn't really defend.
Well, everybody in the NBA scores points.
Anyways.
Yeah, they do.
That was the first, I guess, big break, first break for Chris Evans.
I like coming out party.
He definitely did some things in that movie that I feel like people need to remind him of. Be like, you remember this? You remember this? Remember these scenes with your sister in the movie?
So he sits down. He's like dying and they're like, what do you remember best? And he shows them the elevator scene from Winter Soldier or whichever Captain America movie that was. You know the elevator scene?
I don't know if I saw Winter Soldier.
There's one of the Captain America movies. It might be Avengers, but I think it's a Captain America movie where he's in an elevator with a bunch of dudes, like they've got him. And then he just like looks around in the elevator and goes ding and he like destroys them all. They'd be like, this is the highlight, and somebody's gonna be like, no, here's a clip from not another teen movie.
Yeah, with him with his the whipped cream nipples and his dong covered in whipped cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. Such an underrated movie.
Playing football in West Canaan, Texas might be your life, but it's not mine. I don't want your life.
I need to go back and watch that movie.
Varsity?
No.
Perfect time of the year.
Not another teen movie.
Oh. I was quoting James
Van Der Beek. Say good day to Reggie Ray.
I was quoting James Van Der Beek.
Oh, no.
Who was 25 when that movie came out.
I'm still on not another teen movie.
My wife told me that James Van Der Beek has 8 kids.
8?
That is true.
Yeah, like he's he must be a religious guy.
Like super family man kind of guy.
He's like the Philip Rivers of Hollywood.
The exact opposite of the Dawson's Creek character he was known for playing.
Also was 21 playing a 14-year-old.
Yeah, I do get sick of watching old dudes and ladies playing like, oh, we're 17, but we're 29.
You know who doesn't get sick of that? Puff Daddy.
Allegedly.
I'm so confused about what happened to him.
You have to look it up, dude. He's on Epstein Watch. Have you heard about that guy?
Jeff Epstein, the New York financier?
Boy,
yes.
You are in for a wonderful night tonight.
Wow.
I'll find you a podcast for your way back to Newburgh.
Yeah, well, I'm on a plane tomorrow, so I need some material.
All right, my friend. We'll travel safe. When we come back next week, maybe the White Sox have lost 120 games. Who knows? Maybe the Mariners are in the playoffs. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Kerr-Schultze on the ones and twos. Go do something I would do.